Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
You heard the man. Let's get to it. It's time for OBF here on this January 28th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Maloff here. Thank you so much for joining me, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thank you, everybody in Radio Land, for being with us today. We are going to have some fun. I don't get to hang out with you guys on Saturdays very often, so we're going to make sure that we have a blast. The problem with me, though, is I try to cram like 3 hours a show into an hour. So be prepared for that, because we got a lot in store for us today. First and foremost, we want to take your phone calls. Give us a call with items that you're looking for. You want to buy an item, sell an item. Here is the place to bring it. 424-2600. Call up and join us live and direct on the airwaves. Sometime between now and noon, we're also going to give you a chance to win a Gray's Service gift certificate. Got it here. The certificate is good for 1 oil change, value up to $80. Not bad. Kind of wish I could use it myself, but no, it's for you. It's for you. We're going to talk about our schedule, get into that a little bit. I'd like to talk about some of our original programs as well. Civic Media just had their $1 million advertising giveaway just wrap up, and we've gotten some stats from that that really, man, am I excited to talk with you all about, especially when it comes to our area here. We got River Kings to talk about, so we got a sports schedule to get into. We're really your pregame for your Badgers, who are coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk about that. Good morning and a shout out to our friends at Learfield to get us those games. We're proud to be your home of your Wisconsin Badgers on Wisconsin. All that coming up for you. And we got some local stuff to talk about as well, and it's Over the Back Fence, so we'll get into our news and notes items, got mailbag stuff I want to touch on, all kinds of things, and you, 424-2600, anytime you want to shut me up or stop me from rambling, be like this person right here. Let's go ahead and take our first caller. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning. I've got a 4-drawer chest of drawers for sale. I'd like $10 for that. And also, I've got a stainless steel 30-inch sink, single basin, and a 2-inch receiver hitch extension.
All right.
And they can give me a call at 715-781-5855. Thank you.
Thank you. That phone number, 781-5855, 715-781-5855. And that is just how easy it is, everybody. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, James.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Hey, I read the article in City Times about that gal from the Raptors.
Yeah, Chloe. Chloe, moving on. For the second year in a row, the Raptors have a GM poached by these darn Major League Baseball teams, taking our talent. I'm so happy for Chloe. I'm so darn happy for her. She deserves this. Yeah, she's earned it. She has earned it. Very similar, you know, to a year before where we felt the same way. And you know, this is just showing when this happens, it hurts. You know, it's not easy, and it shouldn't feel great. It's got to be a little melancholy because she was doing a great job. We enjoyed her here in town and everything, and the relationship of working with her and all that. But this helps grow not just baseball, but the Northwoods League. This only solidifies the reputation of the Northwoods League more and more when this stuff happens. When we got players from our division, our league going up into the MLB, even in AAA, those kind of things.
Hey, my wife and I were up at Gracie's the other day for breakfast.
Nice. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, 4 young kids are waiting on people, and I asked the manager who they were, and he said, "You're all hockey players on the River Rings."
Nice. Very cool. That's good to hear. We'll be talking about them in a little bit. And you should be joining us on Playmakers on Monday.
I'm going to listen, yeah.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you. You have a great day. Have a great weekend.
All right, James.
424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Did want to let you know, going on right now, we welcome all vendors and marketers and everybody who can, of course, appreciate a good farmer's market. The Winter Farmer's Market going on right now over at the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. It kicked off at 9 this morning. It's going till 1. You can catch it pretty much every Saturday from 9 to 1 right there at the Moravian Church. I encourage you also, if you are a market, you know, looking for to put somewhere to bring your goods, that's a great place to go. We couldn't encourage you enough to. They got plenty of space. You can find out more by going to wrmoravian.org. We'll say a good morning to all of our friends over there, of course. I wanted to touch on our schedule a little bit and get into that. I want to talk some Wisconsin and Illinois, that matchup coming up, some River Kings. And if we have time a little bit later, cows and hiccuping. Got you intrigued, didn't I? Maybe a little bit. We say good morning to all of our friends, the cows. Let's take a look at our sports schedule real quick here. Of course, we're going to take care of you for a while. And then at 12:30 on our sister station, WIRI, Wiz Country 105.5, you can catch at 12:30 Marquette men's basketball at DePaul. That game still means something, maybe even if it's just in my house where my, where my mom and dad's house, I should say. My dad, a big DePaul fan, but he likes Marquette too. And he's a big fan of Shaka Smart. That should be a great game. Add to Paul, too. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to lead you. We are your pregame as we lead you right up to the Sunshine Polka Show at noon. And then at 1 o'clock, it'll be our pregame will begin for Wisconsin men's basketball versus Illinois. More on that in a little bit. On our sister station tonight at 6:59, Wisconsin Rapids River Kings Hockey. They're hosting the Asante Outlaws. Take a timeout real quick. Rewind. Last night, your River Kings victorious over the Outlaws, 7-2. Nicely done, boys. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd just like to remind everybody, this is a live report from NEPCO Lake. The Port Lions fishery is going on right now. We have a lot of nice prizes, some nice fish caught already, 30-inch northern. And we got chili and hot dogs and hamburgers and all kinds of prizes. A lot of people around, so come on out and enjoy yourselves. We'll be here till 3 o'clock this afternoon.
It's such a great time over there. Thank you so much for bringing it up. Wanted to talk about it, our news and notes. You got some big-ticket prizes over there, too.
Oh, yes. Electric grill or a $500 gift card for Ace Hardware. And then next is a two-man tent or $450, and then we got a couple fish locators and ice auger we said, and an otter sled and the charcoal grill and a $50 gift certificate for meat.
Ooh, that is I don't have that on the flyer here. That's some extra stuff. See, this is why it's nice to have some real live reporting on the scene. That's really good to hear. You guys also are going to have it's all broken down: walleye, bass, northern, bluegill, all that as well, right?
Right, and Wakely House is out here doing their ice cutting also.
Yeah, and a big good morning and shout out to our friends at Wakely. That's really good to hear. Thank you so much for calling up. You said this is going on again until 3 over at beautiful LEPCO Nate County Park?
Right, correct. And we're inside the heated shelter, so if you get cold, come in and have some hot chili and warm yourself up.
I wish I did. I love my job, but this is one of those days. I'd rather be down there. But lucky for me, you guys are going to be there until 3, so.
Yeah, okay.
Have a great time. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, and thank you so much.
Yeah, have a good one. Thanks. Live reporting right there. This is why it pays to have live local people and have a radio station in town. It's awesome. Thank you so much for that. As he was mentioning, the Port Edwards Lions Club fishery going on now until 3 o'clock at NEPCO Lake County Park. They got tickets for additional prizes. They even will help you with drilled holes. A lot of chances for prizes and food and beverages and all kinds of great stuff. A nice shelter warm place down there to keep you warm. Go check that out, everybody. So I was mentioning our sports schedule when we were talking before. And mentioning River Kings hockey as they are victorious last night over the Outlaws. Playing again tonight. Pre-game starts at 6:59. Puck drop will drop shortly after that. I promised Coach Peckham, who joins us on Playmakers a couple times a month, I promised the boys I'd make it to at least one game this year. With the other job and all these other things, I don't have as much time to do these things as I'd like. Tonight is the night. Going down there with my oldest friend Chris and my godson, his son Cole. We're going to go catch a game tonight. It's going to be awesome. Cannot wait. Going to help our River Kings big build hockey up and down the river. You can do that as well. Go to riverkingshockey.com and be listening. Maybe you'll have a chance to win some tickets. All right. Let's go ahead and take a phone call first. Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. I have for sale a set of Cooper tires. They got a little over an eighth of an inch of thread left on them. The size is 245, 75R, 16, and $20 are best offer. And another item is a 1997 Skidoo Formula Z snowmobile. It's got new belt, wear rods, an extra belt, a couple gallons of extra injector oil that goes with it. Anyways, $2,400 or best offer on that. And the phone number is 715-424-1058. And that snowmobile has a cover with it, and it's been stored inside all the time, and it's been adult driven. So, excellent shape.
Excellent.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
715-424-1058. 424-1058. Number to call if you're interested in those tires or that snowmobile. Give them a ring. Continuing with our sports schedule here. Got a little bit late tomorrow, a little bit later at 12:40, Wisconsin women's basketball. They're taking on Northwestern. Big Ten matchup right there. That'll definitely be a good one. Good morning, you're on Over the Back Fence.
I have for sale an ice fishing rod and reel for $10 and a space heater for $10. And my phone number is 715-991-0242.
991-0242.
Yes.
Thanks for the call. You have a good weekend.
You too, thanks.
If you're interested in those items, give them a call, 715-991-0242. Yeah, I got women's basketball on tomorrow, 12:40. That'll be a good one. And anytime you got Wisconsin and Northwestern playing, that's always good. We'll certainly be talking about that game and plenty more on Playmakers on Monday. Be sure to join us for that. Every Monday from 10 to 11, we take your sports calls and feelings, your gripes, your happiness, your joy in other people's gripes, all of it. Big shout out to Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out, sponsoring the show. Appreciate the gang over there. And plenty of more sports throughout the week. Of course, we're in the heart of basketball season for women's and men's and high school. We'll be covering all of it. Looking forward to bringing it to you, too. Let's see. I wanted to touch on the men's basketball because a good game today. And the Wisconsin Badgers, who, let's take a look at them in the Big Ten right now, where they're looking standings-wise. They're about 9th or 10th, right behind Maryland and Penn State. Purdue leading the division, and you got Rutgers, Northwestern, Michigan State. So you... It's in right now, little dicey for Wisconsin. This is kind of a go time for them. And it seems early, but it is conference play. And the Badgers are looking to solidify their tournament resume as they're hosting the Fighting Illini today. The Illini are 14-6 and have a win over Wisconsin, who are 12-7 this season. 79-69 about 3-4 weeks ago. Wisconsin will have a better chance at the matchup today. Some recent struggles, but if you listen to the coach and everything, that's kind of playing right into their hand. I got no idea who's going to win this game. Anybody who tells you, they got a bridge they want to sell you in San Francisco as well. Because I don't know who's going to win this one, but it should be a good one. Again, Big Ten matchup. It almost doesn't matter who's playing, but especially when you get two rivals like this going against each other and two teams with some really nice young players on them, too. Like, there's some NBA talent, future NBA talent in this game. Should be a good one. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not sure where you would want to go on the analysis on this one, but if you do want to talk about it, I'd love to talk a little more game. I don't know, as the NFL's, I only have so much bandwidth that I can only handle so much sports. I do try to have a life. I do have kids. I do have other things. I'm an actor. I'm constantly doing that. So trying to keep up with like the amount of different sports that are going on, this especially this time of year. It ain't easy. I also have, you know, this whole radio thing I do, where about four or five different shows I'm helping on or running or whatever. So I'm not able to keep up with things as best as I can. As the NFL season is kind of winding down and college football's done, I'm able to focus a little bit more on college b-ball, and I love college basketball. You guys want to talk about that? Feel free to call up 424-2600. For now, well, we got a little pause in the action before we get into our news and notes, mailbag, touch on our schedule and all that. How about you get a chance to win this Gray's Service gift certificate? Let's do it right now. Oh, I know I'm supposed to wait until the end of the show and keep you waiting and all that. I don't want to do that to you. It's a Saturday. It's nice out. I'm sort of nice out. Enjoy the weather and enjoy each other and the company and all this. If you would like to win this Gray's Service gift certificate, this certificate is good for one oil change value up to $80. Our great friends over at Gray Services have given us a couple of these over the past, this is the first one this year, though, I believe. So this is kind of cool. If you have not won anything in 30 days, and you could tell me when the last oil change you had. That's how we'll do this. I could do the whole caller number four thing or whatever. Let's have a little fun with it. Go ahead and let me know when your last oil change was. If you can remember, huh? That's also an answer. Call up 424-2600. Let's go ahead and see here if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I'm going to try to win that certificate.
All right. Well, when was your last oil change?
August 14th, 2022.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad. You win. That's it. That's done. Oh. Wait a second here. It's not official unless I... There we go. There we go. See, we only have so many sound effects. I got to use them while we get...
The only reason I know that, I was looking in my book, and I thought, crap, I got to get an oil change here pretty quick.
Well, see, hey, this is what we do around here. We help out along with Gray's. That's great. Do me a favor. Hang on the line. I'll get your information off air, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. See, that's just how easy you can win things around here. Big shout out to our great friends over at Gray Services, 621 Pepper Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Be sure to stop by there. Schedule your oil change. You can give them a call, 715-423-7744. That's 423-7744. Again, a big thank you and good morning and good weekend to our friends at Gray Services. Great people over there. Go ahead and talk to our new winner. We'll come back into their news and notes, mailbag items, have some more fun on the morning show here. I knew I was going to do it at least once. Dang it. Over the Back Fence. What show am I doing again? Hey, somebody? Over the Back. Okay, it's Over the Back Fence. That's what I'm doing. Okay. We'll be back with more here at WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Sure do appreciate the updates from the best in the business, our friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. And they join us every day, Monday through Friday, at about 8:04, 8:05, right after CBS News during the morning show. Be sure to join us for that live update. Looking forward to that. And looking forward to diving into some more fun stuff with you. We're going to get into our news and notes, our mailbag items now. As I'm going through these things, feel free to call up 424-2600. I'll take a pause and go right back to you as I try to do my best Vin Scully and keep the game moving while also taking care of business. We'll have some fun with that. Let's dive right in. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, you have the Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market going on right now over at the Moravian Church. That goes on every Saturday from 9 to 1, 310 First Avenue South. Be sure to stop on by. And if you're an interested vendor, be sure to reach out to them. You can do that by going to wrmoravian.org. They have a tab way to the right. And click on that. Take you right to it. Let's go ahead and get into our mailbag. We just have one item in our mailbag for sale today for $10 or best offer. A pair of men's Sorel boots in good condition. Size 9.5 to 10. Guessing. Okay. If you're interested, give them a call, 715-421-3817. That is 421-3817. Take a phone call. Good morning, you're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. I have for sale His and Hers gas dryers. It's a General Electric auto dry. It does the manual as well as the auto feature for by Dryness. Mm. The other is a GE, the same thing. The Kenmore is nearly new, and the GE I have not run, but it looks fairly new. They put new appliances in the place, which is where the Kenmore came in, and I have an electric dryer that I'm using. I bought new just before I moved here. I'd like $100 for the pair, and I have a refrigerator dolly if the folks would need a hand to get it out into their truck or trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 920-222-1363, and I'm in Port Edwards, right near the high school.
All right. 920-222-1363.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
You too. Again, if you're interested in that His and Hers gas dryer, and he's all even got a dolly to give you a hand with that, 920-222-1363. 424-2600, that's the number. Call up and join the conversation. Getting back into our news and notes. This from our friends at the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. The Vesper Snow Drifters Trail from Intersection 17 in Arpin to the village of Vesper is open. All other sections of Vesper's trail remain closed. The Bakersville Snow Rovers trails remain open, except for the trail between Intersection 20 and 23, which remain closed for the season. All other trails in Wood County remain closed at this time due to unfrozen trail sections that make trails unsafe and ungroomable. Groomable. Wood County trail maps can be picked up at Parks and Forestry office. Please travel with caution as conditions will vary. Respect landowners and stay on marked trails. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to them. During the week, Monday through Friday, normal business hours, 715-421-8422. That is 421-8422. Or go to their website, co.wood.wi.us. Let's take another caller. Good morning, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello, good morning. You there?
Yes, I have for sale. It's in excellent condition, a lady size, extra large.
Okay. Is it something?
It's repeating itself.
the phone line's repeating itself?
I'm listening on my thing here.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an extra large ladies ski jacket, size extra large, green. It's hooded. I just want $20 for it.
Okay.
And it's 715-886-4677.
Thank you so much for the call. You have a good weekend. Thanks for the call. You take care. I'm sorry. I'm not sure what's happening with the phone lines there. 715-886-4677. That is the number to call. Let's continue with our news and notes. Our friends over at the Visit Rome area let us know that they got this going on all weekend long, the Snow Valley Weekend at Sand Valley. In partnership with Visit Rome, celebrate the fun of wintry weather among 12,000 snowy acres of landscape. With rolling hills and an abundance of massive 80-foot sand dunes, Sand Valley is the perfect place to play in the snow and explore the outdoors with family and friends. Best of all, the children's program is open to the public and completely free. This is happening today through Sunday, 6:30 to 7:30. Also going on today, and kicked off at 7 this morning, going on until 3, the Mark Simons Memorial Fishery and Raffle. Join the first annual Joseph J. White American Legion Post 442 Memorial Fishery and Raffle. Cash prizes, large fish for the largest fish caught, cash raffle, meat raffle, gun raffle, fishery on Camelot has a lot of fun packed in one day. Registration is $10 per adult, $5 for kids. All proceeds go to the Heart for Heroes Honor Flight and American Legion Post 442. Really hope that's been successful and going really well. It's such a great cause that they're doing that for. Greatly appreciate them. A good group of people right there. You heard live and direct reporting from NEPCO Lake County Park today as the Port Edwards Lions Club fishery going on until 3 o'clock. You heard us talking about it earlier. Go check that out again. Going on until 3 o'clock today at the Port Edwards Lions Club fishery over at NEPCO Lake County Park. A little bit later this afternoon, from 2 to 3:30, the 4-H Foodie Chinese New Year This is for youth, third grade and up. It's a lot of fun. We're going to have a special guest, Khan Invitolis. Melissa and William Darr will be there. And this is taking place at the First Presbyterian Church at 200 South Lincoln Avenue in Marshfield. Have fun with that. Chinese New Year, Year of the Rabbit. Should be good fortunes for many. Community Bunko and Soup Night. Going on tonight from 5 to 7 over at Port Edwards United Methodist Church, 411 Wisconsin River Drive. Free dinner or soup, bread, and desserts. Followed by a famous dice game of chance. A wholesome evening for the whole family. Whether you're new to Bunko or an expert, you are invited. Prizes to be awarded, no registration needed. Again, this is taking place over at the Port Edwards United Methodist Church at 411 Wisconsin River Drive tonight from 5 to 7. I got to learn what Bunko is. I've heard about it a couple times, and I got to learn what that is. I need to get updated on that. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, I called a while ago. I was wondering if somebody could call in and tell me. I heard Girl Scout cookies were coming out now. If they know where they're being sold at, what stores, if they would call on the program.
I think that is just a great thing you could do for your fellow citizens. Let us know.
Yeah, I like to buy those cookies, and last year I had a hard time finding them, and I thought if somebody calls on the program and lets me know if they've seen any place selling them yet.
We'll do our best to hunt that down for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a good weekend. Yeah, that's a great question. It's bad enough how I feel about Thin Mints, but then they keep coming up with these new flavors and everything and end up loving those just as much. Darn good. Those are really good cookies. 4-H rocks and let's create. This is happening Tuesday, January 31st, 6 to 7. It's for youth in kindergarten and up. You heard Laura Huber on Morning Magazine talking with us about this the other day, where Laura and I always have a great time talking, and I'm so excited about this event. It's at 1367 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can find out more by going to bit.ly/4HRocks23. 4-H Rocks at Let's Create, going on Tuesday, January 31st from 6 to 7 at 1367 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. One of the biggest things in movies right now is superhero movies. You can't go a month without seeing a new superhero movie come out. It's impossible. I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. You see these movies, and I watch them too. Especially at this point in the game when so much has already been done. Being a superhero don't exactly seem, I don't know if it's really worth it. You got to have a tragic backstory. Got to come up with a name like nobody else's. All the good ones are taken, so you got to come up with something new. The tights, the cape. I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. However, you can be a superhero, and it only takes you about an hour. And you may even be able to win a Peyton Manning Huddle Up. Yeah, this is pretty cool. This January, the American Red Cross and Pro Football Hall of Famer, blood donor Peyton Manning, are asking people to score big for patients in need while getting a chance to win a trip to Super Bowl LV2. I can't remember which one it is. I know what's going on in Arizona, I'll tell you that. And I know you could be a hero by being a part of this and get tickets to the Super Bowl. Step off the sidelines and resolve to donate blood or pallets. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org. It's redcrossblood.org. Or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. It's 1-800-RED-CROSS. And here in Rapids, there are, and really just here in central Wisconsin, there's quite a few different opportunities for you to donate. Have one coming up on the 31st from 10 to 3 over at the Southwood County YMCA at 601 West Grand Avenue. Go visit our great friends over at the YMCA and donate. Become a superhero, just like that. The Stevens Point Blood Center is also going to be taking blood donations. They're actually doing this on the 30th and the 31st, from noon to 6:15. And they are located at 3201 C and Main Street, right in downtown Stevens Point. And giving blood warms the heart. We encourage you to donate February 3rd and 4th if you can. 10 to 3, and then 8 to 1. Grant Samazel Memorial Blood Drive. This is happening over at 202 West Dolph Street, the Colby Elementary Gymnasium in Colby, Wisconsin. Appointments are preferred. You can make appointments at 877-232-4376. Or you can visit versity.org/WI. Giving warms the heart. Donate and keep warm this winter with a limited edition Versity beanie while supplies last. Again, the Versity, the Grant Samazel Memorial Blood Drive, happening at 202 West Dolph Street, right in Colby Elementary Gymnasium, Colby, Wisconsin. February 3rd and 4th, 10 to 3, and then 8 to 1. And let's see here. Come to an awesome event to shop for a new mattress. The Lincoln High School Music Department Mattress Fundraiser. It's going on in the Lincoln High School cafeteria. Choose from top name brands. Every purchase supports the Lincoln High School Music Department to fund student travel. Hear some great music while you shop. Come on. When's the last time you got a new mattress, huh? Here's a great way, a chance to get one and help out the kids. Am I biased as a Lincoln High School alum? Am I biased because I was in the music department killing it on trumpet and cornet? I don't know if I was killing it, but I was trying. Maybe a little biased. But it's always cool to be able to help out the kids. This is a really fun event. This is going on Saturday, February 4th from 10 to 4:30. Again, the Lincoln High School Music Department Mattress Fundraiser, Saturday, February 4th, 10 to 4:30, over at the Lincoln High School cafeteria. And before we go to commercial, I did want to mention this, too, as long as I'm getting my no journalistic integrity and being biased about things and everything. As a board member on the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, the Domestic Violence Center here in Wisconsin Rapids. But I would think that just as a human being, I care about the cause and I care about this issue and the great staff over there and what they're doing. Now, first up, want to let you know that the Family Center greatly appreciates all the help that they have gotten in the past year in 2022 and so much already in 2023. Certainly, if you are able to donate dollars and cents, we greatly appreciate that. There's other ways to help, though, too. Maybe you got an hour or two to kill, and you can maybe help with some shoveling or just a light paint job or something like that. We're not going to break your back. Just looking for an extra hand here and there so that Sue and Deb and the gang over there can keep doing the great work that they're doing. Also, if you happen to have maybe an extra couple rolls of toilet paper or paper towels or something like that, it greatly helps the families over there, helps them get on their feet a little bit better, a little bit faster, hopefully heal a little bit more. And if we can have any small part in any of that, I know I'm greatly stepping up and looking to do it. And as always, the Family Center is there for you. We got your back. The crisis line is available. It's 715-421-1511. That's 421-1511. You can find out more by going to familyctr.org. It's familyctr.org. Say a good weekend to our great friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. All right, we'll take a break right here. We'll come back, take some more of your phone calls, get into a little bit more of our schedule here going on this weekend, and plenty more coming up on Over the Back Fence. Here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Greatly appreciate the updates from you and our friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Best in the business. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. Thanks for joining me on this Saturday edition of Over the Back Fence. Hope you're having a great one out there. 11:43 on the clock. Getting you ready for the Sunshine Polka Show coming up in just a little bit. And that'll lead you into Wisconsin Badgers basketball as they take on the Fighting Illini. It's going to be a good game. Looking forward to that. Got a good couple of hours lined up for you right here on this weekend. Speaking of the weekend and our schedule, I wanted to touch on just a little bit of our original programming around here. Be sure to be listening on Monday during the morning show. We're going to dive into a little bit more and get into some of the details of Civic Media's $1 million advertising giveaway. Some really fun, exciting, cool stuff that happened for our area here, for our stations, for our staff. We're really, for our community. That's what this is about. It's cool for the station, for our staff, all that stuff. That's so secondary. This whole thing was done for small businesses. And if we did well as a station, that means our town, our area did well small business-wise. Yeah, and we represented people. I'll just spoiler alert, we represented. WFHR showed its worth, showed its might. Ain't been around for 80-plus years for nothing, people. Mm-hmm. I like the good people over at Civic, but I think they had we needed to let them know, hey, we're not just some station. We come with something here. This station brings a certain vibe to it, a certain attitude to it. We're darn proud of it. We're proud of our community, our great listeners, the best in radio. Thank you so much for that. And we'll have more on that in the morning show on Monday. Be sure to join us for that. As far as this weekend goes, tomorrow you've got Seth Faces the Music, 6 to 8 every Sunday. Be sure to catch that show. Seth does such a great job on it, works so hard on it. Loves finding new music for you, songs that you may have not heard before. Usually has always has a theme to kind of go along with that. This week, I believe the theme is skin. Huh? And I was told that it is still a PG show. Not how I would have done it, but that's why Seth's a better man than I am. It's, and why he still has a job, because it probably would work. I don't know how you really... I don't want to know how you do... Yeah, I do. Actually, I grew up on George Carlin. I actually do know how you do R-rated radio, and we're not doing that. No. We all like our jobs around here. Sure. Be sure to face the music with Seth every Sunday, 6 to 8. And that leads you into Director's Cut. We are learning more and more that you guys love that show. There's few things that have humbled me more in radio than you guys enjoy in that show. That's a passion project to me, something I've wanted for this area for a very long time. Director's Cut is just what you would think it is. As your program director, it's kind of a chance for giving you the stuff that we can't get on the morning show or morning magazine. We have so many amazing people in this area. So many artists, photographers, poets, musicians, actors. This is a chance for us to sit back, talk with them, hear some of their skills, their talents. And really, one of the things that I'm learning and I'm really enjoying about the show is helping young people out there learn a little bit more about these industries, about this business, about how getting going in it. We got an amazing schedule lined up for you. I'll tell you a little bit about this Sunday's episode and what's coming up on the show in just a moment. First, take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello. I have for sale two of the Lincoln High School Fire and Ice dance tickets.
All right.
$15 at the door, and I would sell them the pair for $15. Otherwise, it's a $30 value.
Okay. And your phone number?
715-459-5656.
459-5656.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for the call. You have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks.
If you're interested in those Lincoln High School Fire and Ice tickets, give them a call, 715-459-5656. 459-5656. I'm looking at the phone numbers we've gotten today, and they're all like very easy phone numbers, actually. Like, I don't know what's going on. That's really nice of you guys. Thank you for doing that for me. I know you didn't do that on purpose, but that's great. I was mentioning Director's Cut, and been a busy couple of weeks for Seth and I. So just, part of the show is to give you real radio and to let you kind of look how the sausage is made behind the curtain and all that. So with that being said, it's a recorded show. So Seth and I, usually during the week, we bring these guests in and we record the show after we're done with our on-the-air work. This week, we had back-to-back recordings as we did the week before. On Thursday, Brad Jansen joined us. I had a great time with Brad. It was a lot of fun. Brad's going to be on this Sunday's episode of Director's Cut. And you're going to hear some new music from Brad, some stuff that's going to be on his new CD, some stuff that only him and his son and Seth and I have heard so far. It's really good, people. This man is good. Came all the way from Tennessee to hang out with us. I really appreciate the time from Brad. Yesterday, we had in some of our friends from the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater as they are promoting their new show, 1974, written by Mike Egren. We had Amber Fate and we had Wendy Minch join us. Really good conversation with them. So much fun. They are going to be on next Sunday's episode of Director's Cut. And looking ahead, coming up in February, we've got some amazing guests joining us. Seth and I have such a fun time on the show, but got to be honest. You know, I know some people, but I don't know as many people as somebody like, I don't know, Connie Tomsky-Fayville, head of FRM Music. And we say a shout out to our friends of Rapids Music. Connie and I working together to come up with some more guests, to really lean into the connections she has in this area. Because as Connie knows so many local musicians, I want to guess that Connie knows literally almost every local musician. She may know every musician in the Midwest. I'm not sure. But Connie, that's not all. She knows plenty of other artists around here. And she's proven that. On February 9th, we'll have poets. Jane Ospowski, a talented poet and editor of a statewide annual poetry book, she'll be talking about, as well as sharing some of her poetry. And Jeff and Joanne Johannes, a Rapids married couple, who are artists and poets as well, and who have had to put up with me in the classroom, teaching me way back in the day. I don't know if they'll remember that. Probably had so many students, I can't imagine they'd remember, but really looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. February 12th, Chase Kudis is going to join us. Great Central Wisconsin country solo and singer guitar player. He was, of course, joining us with Huzel's Rise to Music. That was a lot of fun. And just between you and I was talking to Steph yesterday, and Huzel's Rise to Music Part 2 coming up. Coming up, people. Get ready. If you're a local musician out there, be listening. We're going to want you to be a part of this. Shout out to our friends of Rapids Music and our friends at Huzel's at the Lakes. February 19th, Alex Walton going to be joining us. Rapids' huge singing talent, long history as a lead vocalist, many bands around here. Even heard her with the Carpet City commercial, huh? Alex has got a great voice. Really looking forward to that. We'll wrap up the month of February with a fan favorite, Chris Lee, going to be with us. Chris won the fan favorite award at Huzel's Rise to Music. Such a great voice. Great guitar player. Such a good personality. So I'm telling you, Director's Cut, rising up, people. We're having a lot of fun with that show. And more on that in our original shows again, as on Monday we'll go over some of the details and stuff of Civic Media's $1 million advertising giveaway. All that coming up for you. Mm-hmm. We'll get into our weekly schedule in a little bit later, and plenty more. I mentioned that your River Kings are in action tonight as they take on the Asante Outlaws. River Kings victorious last night against the Outlaws. Pre-game will start at 6:59 on West Country WIRI. Join Mark and Don for that. If you can't, you know, if you're able to, though, we would love to meet you at the arena. Join us at the Southwell County Rec Center. Let's show them what home ice advantage is. I'll be down there with my godson, my oldest friend Chris. We're gonna have some fun, baby. It's gonna be good. And how would you like to be there for free? Oh, didn't see that coming, did you? Slapshot. Yeah. Give me a call right now, 424-2600. I'll say this. Give me a call right now or to the end of the show. We've only got about less than 10 minutes left anyway. I got to go to a quick commercial break. But give me a call, 424-2600, and give me either an old school hockey player or an old school team. Yeah, that's all I need. One or the other. And you'll win these two tickets to see your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. You can get tickets as well by going to wrriverkings.com. Take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun here on Over the Back Fence at WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everybody, for this January 28th, 2023. Got about 5 minutes left to show. We'd love to fill it with your phone calls, 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. While we got a minute, let's go ahead and take a look at our schedule for the week. On the morning show with WFHR, on Monday, Melissa and Beth will be with us. Going to have fun. I know they got a new episode of The Kitchen's Open that'll be at 9 o'clock. That'll be cool. Get into our National Day of calendar, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And as I mentioned, we're going to go over Civic Media's $1 million advertising giveaway. Some really fun details involving our area, our stations, our community, our local businesses. Buy local, support local. On Tuesday, Melissa and I hanging out. Wednesday, we'll get the James gang together. Melissa and Seth will be hanging out with us. Going to be having a lot of fun on that show. We'll also be joined by our friends at Quality Plus Printing on Wednesday. After Melissa's news in the 8 o'clock hour with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Thursday, Seth and I will be hanging out with you. Kick off your morning. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by the Southwood County Humane Society with our Pet of the Week. Yes! So excited. Such a fun time. Big shout out to our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society, Madison and the gang over there, and all of our furry friends. And we wrap up the week on Friday, getting the band back together. CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns here. Terry and I will not only have fun with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, we'll make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Play a famous TV theme song. You call up, you'll win two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our friends at the Wisconsin Rabbits Culver's. And of course, you know how the morning show is. It's live radio. Who knows what can happen? We try to start your day off in a positive, fun way. We're going to make sure to do it all week long. Of course, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, every day, Monday through Friday, about 8:04-ish, we're joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center getting a live update on Wisconsin weather. Boy, you can't put a price on that. Looking at the week of Morning Magazine, of course, we kick things off with Playmakers on Monday. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines, getting the game call up with your sports thoughts and feelings. 10 to 11 every Monday on Playmakers. Shout out to Quality Plus Printing, sponsoring the show. Morning Magazine kicks off the week Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 11. In part one on Tuesday, we'll have the Assumption Catholic School's Dan Minter joining us. And we'll catch up with Love Inc.'s Larry Dottenbaugh in part two. On Wednesday, we spend the entire hour with Wood County Sheriff's Department. I believe Sheriff Sean Becker will be joining us. Always good talking with Sean. And of course, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media Inn. Looking forward to that. Thursday, Leah Eckenstein from Mid-State Technical College will join us. And we'll catch up with UW Extension in part two. And we wrap up the week on Friday with State Senator Representative, State Wisconsin State Representative Scott Krug. Always good to talk to Scott. And Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Silver Foxes join us in part two. Going to be so much fun. Speaking of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, encourage you to go ahead and check out Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. One more chance to catch it tonight. Wanted to wrap up on a good story of the day, and that to me is good. Heard great things about last night's show. You got one more time to catch this great, awesome, edgy studio theater production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. It's going on tonight at 7 o'clock at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org, or you can pick them up right there at the studio. Be sure to do so. It's a really good show. And looking forward to talking with the Silver Foxes later this week. That is going to be a blast. Join them today at 223rd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. Again, you can get tickets right now by going to wrctheater.org. Break a leg, you guys. Have fun. I got to get out of here.